We're continuing our discussion about separating challah on Yom Tov. And we move to Ora Chaim, Hilchos Yontif, Chelek Hei B'Shavur, Siman Tov, Kuf Vav, and we are in the middle of Sif Gimel. So we mentioned that most of the discussion is based on the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Tes, where there's a machlokes between Rabbah and Avuah de Shmuah. And many understand, and the way the flow of the Gemara sounds like they're arguing whether you can be mafrish chalas chutz la'aretz on yontif or not. However, there are those that learn that they're not only arguing about chalas chutz la'aretz, they're also arguing about being mafrish chala in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos and yontif. Okay, which is going to come up in a little bit. Fine. So we did the mechaber. Let's run through the mechaber. And then we'll move into the Ramah. Tov Kufav Siv Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Halash Isa B'Yomtov. One who needs a dough on Yantif, which you're allowed to do in order to bake, you're allowed to bake and cook on Yantif. Yachol Afrish B'Mena Chala. You're allowed to separate Chala from a dough that you are making and baking on Yantif. Continues the Mechaber. This is not relevant to us yet. Meheru Yibana Mikdash. It will be, hopefully, before Pesach. To bring it to the Kohen will be mutter, even if you separate it yesterday. Whole discussion, whole sugya about bringing the challah, the tumor to the Kohen, which unfortunately is not yet relevant. Aval continues the mechaber. Isa shenilosha b'erev yantif. If you needed the dough on erev yantif, whether you baked it or not is irrelevant. Also lahafrish mimena challah b'yomtov. The mechaber says you're not allowed to be marfish challah on yantif. And the Mishaburo we saw last time in Sifkat and Chav says, even Chalas Chutzlars. Chalas Chutzlars, which has leniencies that we don't have in Chalas Eretz Yisrael. When the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to be mafresh Chala on Yontif, if the dough is made Erev Yontif, it's Chalas Eretz Yisrael and Chalas Chutzlars. So the last thing we said last time in the Shir was, there are a lot of Rishonim that are lenient to be mafresh Chala in Chutzlars on Yontif. Yet, the Mechaber and the Mishaburi here don't seem to budge. And what I said last time, which one could disagree with, and that is that we don't need to be lenient over here in Chalas. Chalas Chutz La'aretz has a lot who say that you are allowed to do it. It's not clear what the Mechaber says, because he doesn't tell us if he's talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael, Chalas Chutz La'aretz. But the Mishaburi clearly says even Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Now, we don't need to be lenient because we're going to learn right now, which we've already seen in our discussion of Hilchos Challah from Bechoros Daf Chav Zayin and from Beitza Daf Tes, that is an easy way out. So once it's an easy way out, we don't need to look for kulas. However, we are going to see today that if you're stuck, that there are lenient opinions and the Mishnah Berurah is going to rely on those opinions. Let's see. Haggah, no, it says Rama. So you made the dough yesterday, Erev Yantif. Now it's Yantif. You want to bake the dough, or you already baked the dough, you forgot the mafresh challah, what do you do? Says the Ramah, Ela ochel u'mishayer ksas. You're allowed to eat. Okay, now the Mishabura points out right away, Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, Hainu l'didah m'chutz la'aretz. Those of us that live in chutz la'aretz. The chiyuva ain't min haTorah, where the chiyuva is only min haTorah. U'vachalat Eretz Yisrael leka takana. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no way out. Elim kein yalush od isa u'viskiv v'sof hasif. We'll see what that means in a minute. So we're dealing with Chalas Chutz La'aretz, and we know that in Chalas Chutz, the rule is you're allowed to eat first and separate later. So you're not allowed to be mafresh challah. Oh, there are lenient opinions. You don't have to rely on the lenient opinions. Eat first, separate later. You made, you made a whole big batch, 5 challahs and 10 rolls. Take a roll, put it on the side. It's not challah, it's on the side. You're not eating it on Shabbos. Or you're not eating on Yantif. Okay? Now you eat the rest of the challah, the rolls. You can eat everything up to that last roll. After Yantif, you take that roll, you cut off half, and that half becomes challah. Says Rama, El Ochel, you're allowed to eat first, U'mashayek ksas, and leave a little bit, Ula machar, after Yantif, Marfish min ha-meshuyar challah. And after Yantif, you'll separate from that one lachmania that you set aside. You'll be marfish challah. Half a lachmania, you'll turn into challah. Mishma sifkat l'chav beis, Meshayar ksas, hainu yoysev g'day shiyah shiyah shiyah. More than you're planning on separating as chala. Now, the Rashi says you only leave over what you want to turn into chala. But the Rosh and Tosfos disagree. Rashi, the Mechaber, and the Ramah disagree with Rashi. You have to. You don't leave over what you want to become chala. You leave over more, and then you're going to be separating from what's left a piece for chala. So I'm left with a piece of chala and a piece of non-chala. Why do I need to do that? So Tosfos had a reason in Bechoros Daf Chav Zayin that we discussed, which the Rishonim do not agree with. And here's the opinion of the Rosh. So you're leaving over, let's say, a lachmania, and you're going to separate from that lachmania chala. Why are you doing it this way and not Rashi's way? Why not make the whole lachmania into chala? You need that this should be recognized. The chala was separated from something else. So it needs to be, the leftovers need to be recognizable. There's another issue. The lo yaniach rak shir chala. If you're only going to leave over that chala, don't become a demarfish miyantiv. So then it's similar to being mafresh and yantiv, even though you didn't declare it to be chala, since you're only leaving over that which is going to be chala. So the sharat tzion here ois lamid aleph on the bottom. The sharat tzion lochos as far as Rabbeinu Chayim b'shem Rashi ayin tour. The tour brings down that Rabbeinu Chayim brings down from Rashi, that you can have this extra problem. According to Rashi, you only leave over what's going to be challah, so then it looks like you're mafresh challah on Yontif, even though you're not really doing that. But that's what it looks like. But the main reason is, the first reason in the Mishnah Yosef Katal Chabez, according to the Rosh, you need the leftovers should be recognizable. Now the Shara Tzion Sif Katal Lamed on the bottom says, in challah's Eretz Yisrael, where we said you're stuck, so if you're stuck, it means that this everything that you've baked is now muksa, because you're not allowed to eat it. It's not kosher. So you have nothing to do with it. Chalas Eretz Yisrael. You forgot to be mafresh chala. It is muksa. That's the Mishmaris, the Sharatina and Sifkat and Lamed. Umamela Asura Gam Betiltol. It becomes muksa. Okay. In Eretz Yisrael, he baked, let's say he baked before Yontif. He baked everything before Yontif. Now, if he didn't bake it, he just made the dough, he wouldn't be allowed to bake it on Yontif. He's not allowed to eat it. It's in Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to eat it until he's mafresh chala. He's not allowed to be mafresh chala. So he's not allowed to bake it, because you're only allowed to bake that which you're allowed to eat. But even if he already baked it, it's ready to eat. But he can't, it's teva. He hasn't been mafresh chala. So it becomes muksa. There's nothing you can do with it. Okay. Although we'll soon see there is a way out. Mishibar Sifka, okay, Mishmas Sifkat Chav Gimel brings down a case that we already saw in Yoredeya in the Pesach Tshuva. Uve Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabes. If Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, She'ofel Lechem Chometz Al Shabbos, and you baked Chometz rolls for the Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. So now what? I'm in Chutzlars. Eat first, separate later. When later? After Shabbos? After Shabbos is Pesach. I'm stuck. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nechav Gimel, She'iyev She'lachol L'Shayer, L'anich Adamachar. You can't eat first and separate later. Im lo hifrish chalam Erev Shabbos, if you didn't separate the chalam Erev Shabbos, so you're stuck, what do you do? So the Magen Avraham wants to say, you're stuck, just because you're stuck, too bad, there's nothing to do with it. In Eretz Yisrael, you'd be stuck, and there's nothing to do about it. So in Chutz La'aretz, you're stuck, and there's also nothing to do about it. That's what the Magen Avraham says over here. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks on the Magen Avraham, what are you talking about? It's true that in Eretz Yisrael you're stuck and there's no way out. But there's so many Rishonim that are lenient to be that you're allowed to be mafrish chala in Chutz La'aretz on Yontif itself. We don't paskin like that lechatchila. It's true, but here he's stuck, and we don't need to paskin like that because you have an easy advice normally: eat first, separate later. But the one scenario that's not relevant, which is Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, you can't save it till after Shabbos because it's chametz and has to be destroyed. You won't be able to do it. So here you should be able to rely on the lenient opinions and separate Chalas Chutzlars on Yontif itself. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks on the Magen Avraham. How can you compare the Chala of Eretz Yisrael to the Chala of Chutzlars? And he thinks it should be Mutter. And that's going to be the Psak here of the Mishnah Berurah. His gimu kam achronim. The middle of Mishnah Pesach got the Chav Gimel. A bunch of achronim have agreed. The samchinam b'di'evet. Ahani poskim. We can rely b'di'evet on those poskim. The bechalas chutzlat shari lahafrish. Afilu b'shabes v'yantiv. The bechalas chutzlat you're allowed to mafrish on Shabbos v'yantiv. It's true we poskim in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Pesach got the Chav that you're not allowed. That's because you have an easy way out. But when you stop, you can b'di'evet b'shasat chak. You can rely on the lenient opinions.
Shabbos,
even Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos. This wouldn't really come up because, yeah, we're talking about Shabbos. It's erev Pesach Shachabes Shabbos. It's now Shabbos, so you can be mafresh even on Shabbos because if he waits till after Shabbos, it's chametz and he's stuck. Yes, right. This is our case. Even Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed the Shara Tzia Zifkot and Lamin Gimel Ubifrat, especially Shahar Behema Makilim Halohema, and he gives a whole list of 10 Rishonim that are lenient, that really hold like the lenient opinion of the Gemara, like Rabbah, that you're allowed to be Mafrish Chala on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chala's Chutzlarz, that is. Okay, then what do you do with it? Now I'm not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. What do I do with it? The Yafra, so this is a discussion, the sugi that we learned already in Yerodea. It's going to come up again soon. We're going to go through now very quickly. The Yafra, v'yinen l'koin katan pachas mites, separate the challah on Shabbos, give it to a Kohen katan who is not yet 9 years old and has not yet had tamei leave his body. We said that there are those that are lenient to eat challah. Nowadays, generally, that's not done, so the Mishnah does bring it down over here, but generally that's not done. Or afilu gadol shetavo, I'll give it to a Kohen adult who has gone to the mikvah and let him eat it because you're dealing with chalas chutz laretz, which is a double derabon. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Va'af the yesh achronim shesarim de'en lo takarim lepazel achila. Even though they're achronim, they say you're stuck and there's no way out, namely the Magen Avraham. Bikol makom, v'makom atzchak, if you're stuck. She'ain lo pasach the Shabbos. Now he's not 100% lenient. He just says if you have nothing else to eat on Shabbos, no other bread, yesh lismoch lahakel, then you can be lenient and be mafrish challah on erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos challahs chutz la'aretz. That is in order to save your challah, to save your bread. Okay, continues the Ramah. Umutter lefos apas aydei shecham menu v'yafrish achar kach chala. Okay, so what I think this is talking about, and we're going to discuss this more next time. Let's say I made the dough and I wasn't mafrish. I made the dough erev yontif and I didn't separate chala. Now I have a dough on yontif. I'm allowed to bake that dough in chutz laretz. Eat first and separate after yontif. Regular case. Mutter lefos apas. I'm allowed to eat to bake the bread. Now, if I can't eat it, I can't bake it. I'm allowed to bake the bread. Aydei shiyacham imenu, and I'm going to eat it. V'yafrish acha kachala. First, I eat and separate challah later, which you're allowed to do. Challah's chutzlar. Now, the Ramah gives us a way out, which is an eitzah brought down at the bottom of Tosfos and Beit Daftes Amud Aleph. And that is the Imrotze, if you want, I'm reading the end of the Ramah, Sif Gimel, Yuchol Lalush Od Isa Achas B'Yantif. I can decide now on Yantif. I have all this bread. I wasn't Mafrish Chala. So even Chalas Eretz Yisrael, or Chalas Chutzlar, but even Chalas Eretz Yisrael, what do? It's Yantif. And then, dear, let's invite the yeshiva boys over. Okay, we invite the yeshiva boys over. We need more bread. Okay, we're allowed to make bread on Yontif. So now we're going to get out the flour and the water on Yontif. We're going to need the dough. Big batch, bunch of hungry yeshiva boys are coming. Huh? It's chayiv challah. So now with this new batch, I made it on Yontif. If I made it on Yontif, I'm allowed to be mafrish challah on Yontif. When I'm mafrish challah on this batch, I can exempt all the other challah that did not have challah separated. But what we learned, that it needs to be min hamukaf, in even a chutz laretz, because it's two separate doughs. You need to have mina mukaf, no problem. I bring all the breads that challah was not separated for yantif, plop it down on the table, open. Now I take my dough, amafresh challah, it's all in front of me. According to the Mechaber, shin chav hey, sif, beis. I don't, okay, fine. That, and that'll be good enough. I separate from the new dough, and I pater all the other breads. So it says the Mechaber Vim Rotze, yuchalolosh on yisa achas biyantif. I can make another dough on yantif. Viyitzar vim yacha, put them together. Viyafrish me'osa isa gam ha'mashalosh me'ev yantif. And I can separate from this new one on yantif, because I'm making it on yantif, and I can pater all the other breads that were made before yantif. Now, the Mishabura, so this is the lashon of Tosfos is yase matza achas. Viyofa osa, make another matza, and put it near everything else. And be mafrish from one on the other. That's what the Ramah just said. Now the question is like this. Discuss the Mishabura Sifkat and Chavav over here. Says Mishabura Sifkat and Chavav, but Dav could be H Mashir Challah. Only, like the example we said, only if you have a big amount. You're making a big amount. It itself is Chayim and Challah. And now I can mafrish from this and everything else. About Be'em Ba'Kashir, meaning when Tosfos says Yaseh Matzah Achas. It's a big machlokes achronim. What did Tosfos mean, one matzah? Did he? Ephraim says he meant a big matzah. A big matzah, that's a shir challah. 2.5 kilo matzah. That's what the Ephraim says. The Chemed Moshe says, no. He can make a small matzah, which in itself does not have a shir. I can put it together with something else that I made before Yantif that also didn't have a shir. Do a tzir of sal, like we learned in Yoredeh Shin Chavei. Sif Aleph, either by making a touch if it's a dough, or put it in a basket. And now I created a new chiyuv, and since the chiyuv was created on Yantif, I can be mafresh. So let's see that spoken out of the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Vav. So this one, Vadavka B'yesh B'shir Chala, the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is only if it has a shir chala, that's like the Yad Ephraim. You have to bake a big batch. Well, the aim of kishir, if you don't have a shear, el de mitzarfa, you want to combine it with another half a shear that you made before yantif. The mitzarfa ima rishona shiyesh ba iser, which is also because you are mafresh challah. Hold on. No, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. The first one, if it's not chayav challah, it's not also. El, this is how you read. El de mitzarfa ima rishona shiyesh ba. I combine it with the first dough that I have on erev yantif that was also half a shear. Now I'm making half a shear on yantif, and a half a shear I made before yantif. The one I made before yantif, it's only half a shear. I'm allowed to eat it. But now I want to combine it in order to be mafresh challah on other things that are chayiv and challah that I wasn't yet mafresh. So I've created a new chiyuv on yantif. So that's going to be aser, says the Mishnah Berurah. The dami kemad the mafresh challah mi'isa shino niloshim erev yantif. Because that's like being mafresh and yantif from something that was made erev yantif. Oh, half I made today? Yeah, but half you made yesterday. So that doesn't count according to the first opinion. He brings down Masa Shekha, Prima Gal, Yad Ephraim. The yesh me kili da filo eim bakeshir v'ayde tzir v'sav. Really, it does not have a shear. It's only half a shear. And you're going to combine it in the basket with another half a shear that you made yesterday? Yesh me kili, that's okay. And what's the psak? Over makom atzchak yesh lo hakel. B'shas atzchak, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can be lenient. Look at the Shara Atzi and Sifkaton Mem Gimel. Chemim Moshe Mekor Chayim. The Heim Heivinu. So this is the machlokes. What do Tosfos mean when he said matza achas? Shema shekosa tosfos matza achas anu kifi harog yeshik tana. Make a small regular matza. And then you combine it with something from yesterday. Then the word tziruf fits in according to that opinion. Because you need a real tziruf sal to create a shear. I'm going to mafresh half the shear I made today, half yesterday, and then I'm going to use it to pater the full shear that I made yesterday that I wasn't mafresh chalia. The Yad Ephraim and others say, no, Tosfos meant a full shear right now. Ulechatchila says the Shara, I mean the Shara Tzi, and Sifkat Mem Gimel, Bevadai Nochon Lochosh Lechatchila, the Das Machmirin, it's best to be Machmir. The Chaymash, Magen Avraham, the Lo Machach Tzir of Raksmuchin. Magen Avraham says, doesn't it put in a basket to create a new shear? Just says it should be Samuch, next to each other. Next to each other is for Mukaf. But really, this is a full shear, and I made a full shear there. Now, if I'm stuck, and I didn't invite the yeshiva boys, I don't need so much bread. I can't make tons of bread, because I'm looking for a halachic legal loophole if I don't need it. So if you're stuck, then you can rely on the lenient opinion. Why, says the Shara Tzion? In a case where half the dough was made today, half was made yesterday, I can combine them and be mafresh and all the other challah. Why? Dibalav hachi, even without making something today, which has lenient opinions. Dibalav hachi, das habe rishonah, b'chaz kotzorah, z'mut l'arav rishonah, ch'chib yotif. There are many who hold, like Rava, that even on the stuff I totally made yesterday, I can be mafresh today on yotif. We don't pass them like them l'chatchila, but in this case, you can be mitzarif them with the opinion that says when you made half the shear today, it's okay. And when you're stuck, you can be mafresh challah when you made half the dough today and half the dough yesterday. Mitzarif for shear, be mafresh challah and pater everything else. And if you are stuck, like Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, we said you can be mafresh challah on Shabbos in order to pater what you had in chutzos, challahs chutzos. We have this kula in challahs chutzos, which we said last time, again, because it doesn't look like you're fixing it because it's not broken, because you let it eat first and be mafresh later. So that is the second half of Siman Tov Kuf Vav Sif Gimel.